Welcome to the All Elite Marks podcast. And now, your host, Logan and Shelby.
Hello and welcome to the new version of All Elite Marks podcast. I'm Logan Fraser, your host, with my co-host, Shelby Ralph.
Hey, Logan, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, Shelby. How are you?
Doing great. Ready to kick this thing off.
Yeah, time to do the headliners here. Why don't you go ahead and start us off with the first headline?
All right. Well, I suppose love is in the air in wrestling right now. Over the last week, Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins got engaged. Sean Spears and Peyton Royce got married. So Sean Spears being in AEW and Peyton Royce being in the WWE, one half of the tag team, the Iconics. And I guess this brings to question when and if Charlotte and Andrade will be next. What do you think, Logan?
Well, you know, they really seem to having more pitchers out than what really you've seen of Seth and Becky before their announcement. So they may be kind of running behind. Of course, there might be a daddy issue going on there where he might not want his little girl to be engaged, you know? So
yeah,
I guess
maybe.
We will see. Hopefully it'll go better than Drake Maverick. Marriage.
Oh, Lord, God love him. I feel for the man.
I don't know. Of course, you know, that's on camera, and we don't know. It's probably quite blissful behind the curtain. You know.
Very blissful, I'm sure.
All right, well, the next headline is this week's episode of Being the Elite had a couple of special guest appearances. That being of Taya Valkyrie and John Hennigan, who you may also know as Johnny Impact, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Nitro. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So the question is this going to be a teaser for them joining AEW? What do you think, Sharon?
If it is, I wouldn't hate to see it. I think that I'm going to call him Johnny Morrison.
That's another one.
I still think he has a little bit of name credibility when he was with the WWE, whether it was when he was by himself or when he was with the tag team, when he was with Eminem. I think because he was with the WWE and he was prominent at that time, I mean, he wasn't like, you know, a John Cena, I would say, but he was prominent at that time. I do think it gives even more credibility to AEW. So I wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't know anything about Ty Valkyrie, though. Don't know who that is.
Oh, well, I'm definitely not mad at Ty Valkyrie joining AEW at all. I mean, that don't hurt my feelings a bit. So, you know.
Well, we'll have to see.
I really hope so. I will say this, though. There's no justice in the world if he does join, if his name isn't Johnny Elite. I mean, that's what it should
be. I'll be upset if it's not.
Exactly. All right, what you got next?
All right. Our next headline is something I really like. I'm a big old school wrestling fan, so to see the NWA be coming back to Atlanta is a big deal to me. The NWA reveals details for Atlanta TV tapings, so they're going to have a studio show held at Georgia Public Broadcasting, otherwise known as GPB, studios in Atlanta, and the first slated TV taping is set for September 30th and October 1st, and names like Nick Aldis, if I'm pronouncing that right, who is their World Heavyweight Champion, James Storm, who is their National Champion,
yeah,
and Allison Kay, their women's champ, is going to be there along with Eli Drake, Ricky Starks, they're all going to be at the TV tapings, and they've even teased that multiple former NWA world champions will be there, so I would like to see that. I love old wrestling. It's my favorite. So the NWA, I feel like, is timeless. I would love to see them get back in the game, so to speak.
Well, let me ask you this, Shelby, because I actually have not heard very much about this other than, you know, Billy Corgan, you know, announcing it originally as being something that was going to happen. Have they announced what outlet you're going to be able to watch this in?
Oh, I don't think so. Let's take a look. I'm going to sew it in my Google machine, as Conrad Thompson would say.
Right, right. I mean, here's my thing. I absolutely love Eli Drake. I think he's one of the best personalities in wrestling today. Love the stuff that he was doing on Impact and, you know, the whole dummy show and everything. That was, I just marked out about that, you know. So I'm excited about seeing how they use him with NWA. And I really like James Storm, too. I was really kind of disappointed at one point. I think that he showed up at the Performance Center and was possibly an option of going to WWE television. And I was really disappointed when he didn't. Same thing happened with Eli Drake. There just wasn't interest in him, which I don't understand. I mean,
yeah,
because somebody that versatile, I don't see how you can't use them for something, you know. Of course, everybody knows that the WWE has their hands full as it is, way more than what they can use.
That's absolutely true. Their roster is stacked, and which is why I thought the King of the Ring would be great, but don't get me started on that. I thought it'd be a great way to showcase all that talent they have on their roster, but nope. So, I see here that Corgan did not announce where the tapings will be taking place.
Okay. He's probably keeping that under hat for some more publicity later on.
Absolutely, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see, though, because you've got AEW on TNT, and then between Fox and USA Network with, you know, SmackDown coming in October, or not October. Is it October? I think it's October.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see. It's a lot of wrestling.
It's a lot of wrestling. I mean, if you have an earnest wrestling fan that wants to watch nothing but wrestling, that is an option in 2019. I mean, hands down. So I mean, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan, I think. I may be sick of it in 2020. Who knows?
Yes, I agree with that. I just worry about the saturation of it, though.
Right.
Too much, you know, too much might not be a good thing. But if it's that different, if AEW is that different from the WWE, it might not be that bad. We'll see.
I like Snickers, but I don't want to eat it at every meal, right?
Amen to that.
Okay, so our next topic is Ring of Honor has announced a 14-man bracketed tournament to decide who will be challenging for the ROH world title at Final Battle. Now, they haven't announced the participants to this yet, and I'm going to be honest with you, Shelby, I don't watch much of Ring of Honor. It doesn't impress me much of late. NWA pulled out of them. That makes them even less interesting to me. And that's not going to be a popular opinion, I'm sure. I may get feedback on that one. But this is an opportunity for them to bring in new talent. And I hope they take advantage of it. I will say it seems a little bit like a copy of the King of the Ring thing.
Of course.
But, you know, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to go ahead. We're going to get, people are going to hate us because neither of us watch Ring of Honor. It's on TV. I remember watching it a couple months ago, I think, but it just didn't.
Yeah, it's on TV at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, see, I'm just, you know, I like to sleep.
Right.
But I mean, Jay Lethal's still with him. Love Jay Lethal. Think Jay Lethal should be somewhere else than Ring of Honor, personally. But you know, it is a lot like the Kingdom of the Ring. But maybe you're right, though. It does give them a way to showcase new talent. I would be looking at any top indie star. I mean, obviously, you know, AEW is soaking up indie talent left, right, and sideways right now. But look for some indie talent, put them on your roster, see what they can do. I mean, I don't know. I know that their first round starts at Death Before Dishonor at the pay-per-view. They have Friday night pay-per-views, evidently. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be some at the TV taping they do on the next round, September 28th. But we'll just have to see. We'll have to watch. And hopefully they will do something to make us either want to watch it at 3 a.m. or pay attention a little bit closer, maybe. That's a better way to put it.
We're just going to have to devote some time to our DVR, I guess, because I'm not staying up till 3 o'clock to hunt it down.
There's too much wrestling. We just discussed that.
Right, exactly.
Until 3 a.m.
Exactly. I have my wrestling DVR and my regular DVR. That's what I'm going to need.
Oh, we are marks, Logan.
Oh,
we are marks.
I know. True to the craft.
Yes, for real.
All right, what you got next?
Moving on, Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be at the MSG, if I'm not mistaken, at the MSG Raw episodes. Is that correct, Logan?
Yes, on I believe it's September the 9th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I lost. Anyway, I love seeing Stone Cold on Raw. I know it's a Papa rating, probably.
It's definitely a Papa rating. I saw this too, and I think that it's mainly to up ticket sales. I mean, if you're WWE, you do not want to go to the Garden and have a half-empty house. I mean,
absolutely.
And I think, you know, apparently ticket sales must be slumping. Everybody's dishing out their money for those AEW shows right now. So,
mm-hmm. That's a good point.
You know, they're pulling out all the stops. Now, I do have a thought about this, and I want to see what you think about this.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Do you think that they're going to feed Stone Cold Steve Austin to the Fiend?
God, I hope not.
I mean, I've been thinking this over, and I'm like, you know, they're slowly progressing to more, you know, legend-like people that he attacks.
Uh-huh.
And how over would he be as far as a villain to attack and demolish Stone Cold Steve Austin? That would make him seem so strong, you know, to take out Stone Cold.
I agree with that. I know when he attacked Jerry Lawler, I don't know. Here's the thing. In wrestling, theoretically, there are good guys and bad guys. I don't care what Vince McMahon told you in 1997 or 1996. There are good guys and there are bad guys. And Bray Wyatt is supposed to be a bad guy. But when you have a crowd chanting Yowie Wowie after he attacks a legend like Jerry Lawler, is he getting heat from that? What is that attack doing? Now, I think if he attacks Stone Cold Steve Austin, that is some definite heat. Because everybody likes Stone Cold Steve Austin. My dad, who is a preacher, likes Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, everybody likes him. So I think that would get him some heat.
I just
don't know. I mean, I would. I guess for that, I would like to see that. But I don't know, because there's another rumor about Bray Wyatt challenging whoever the Universal Champion is at Hell in a Cell.
Yes,
so,
and
I don't know what that does for that.
And I don't know if you've seen it or not, but But Braun Strowman has been saying that he's going to be the one holding the title and has been making comments on Twitter that Bray Wyatt has responded to. So it's like there's seeds being planted there. But, you know, I can't believe any of that stuff anymore because, good Lord, we looked at all the seeds they planted for Drew McIntyre to be King of the Ring and fell flat. So I don't know. I don't know if I can believe it.
Yes, I did not expect him to lose in the first round. I didn't think that he was what I wanted him to win. When I was younger, my dad always used to tell me, we used to pick college football games. And my dad always used to say, pick with your head, Shelby, don't pick with your heart. Because I'm a Tennessee fan. you know, by and large, that's a statement right there. But I always have to pick with my head when it comes to stuff like this. So if I'm trying to pick this tournament, my heart wanted Drew McIntyre to win because he is just good. He is a good bad guy. He is good at what he does. But I know Baron Corbin's going to win because that's what the WWE does.
I knew I'd get you to talk about Baron Corbin before it was all over with tonight.
I can't stand him. And if you are on the All Elite Mark stage, you know that. Just get used to it. It's a fact.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, we veered way away from Stone Cold.
We did. It's funny that you mentioned football. First of all, I'll say you're not the only Tennessee fan on this podcast. So we will just be sorry low-down losers together, I guess.
Yes. You know, once a Tennessee fan, always a Tennessee fan. It is a hard life.
It is.
You're either having a heart attack while Josh Dobbs is throwing a Hail Mary, or you are just sad 24/7. You don't know.
That's it. You don't even come back to people anymore. It's just like, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't even say one day anymore. We're just like, we're orange and we're used to it. But it's funny that you mentioned football because that is our last topic for tonight. All eight names were revealed for the XFL. Of course, the XFL is Vince McMahon's creation. It was tried a few years ago, failed miserably. But they are going about a little bit better this year. Not this year, but next year. They're putting it together a little bit better, and they come out and announced all eight team names and mascots. So those are as follows: the DC Defenders, the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats, the New York Guardians, St. Louis Battlehawks, Seattle Dragons, and Tampa Bay Vipers. So that's going to be your at least there's not any hitmen out there like that was on the last one. That's a plus. I think it's pretty interesting. The Dragons, the Vipers, and the Guardians look to have, in my opinion, the coolest looking mascots. But that's just me, obviously. That's just an opinion. So, what do you think about the XFL, Shelby?
I like football. I like wrestling. I wasn't around watching wrestling when the XFL was going on at the beginning. This Dallas Renegades mascot looks epic. I really like it. You know, we'll see. You know, a lot of people in 2019, 2020, obviously next year is when it's starting, a lot of people are looking for alternatives to football right now because they are not pleased with some goings-on in the NFL, no matter what I don't like to bring politics into anything, but, you know, I had a coach from high school talk to me about this the other day, saying maybe people will watch the XFL, they'll tune to it because they aren't digging what's going on in the NFL. So maybe it will do better in 2020. Maybe he was ahead of his time in 2000 or whenever that was going on.
Well, I didn't watch it. I was around, but I didn't watch it. I had other things going on. I was in my early 20s, so I didn't really care about wrestling or football or XFL at that time. So
I was like seven, so no big deal.
Yeah, right. You was in the crayons and hair
I'm
bows and
color.
Jellies. So
yes.
So, but here's my thing, and this is the I can find something good about everything. If the XFL's going on and it's headed up by Vince McMahon, then guess what Vince McMahon isn't doing? Wrestling. So therefore, that leaves somebody else to be doing it, and that makes Logan happy.
Yes.
So
that makes Shelby happy, too.
right.
I'm down for it. To see what Triple H has done with NXT, and then to see. Now I love a week to week NXT watcher. I see clips. You know, I hear rumors, I hear stories, but I don't watch it religiously. But to see what he's done with NXT and where NXT has come in a relatively short amount of time, it's mind-blowing to me. I'd love to see a little less Vince McMahon and a little bit more Triple H and Raw. Like, the differences between NXT and Raw and SmackDown, you know that's a little bit of Vince McMahon being directly involved with Raw and SmackDown. So maybe Raw and SmackDown get better if Vince McMahon is focusing on the XFL.
I sincerely hope so. But, that has
we're
been
not
your. Do what now?
I said we're not going to know until 2020.
That's right. That's right.
It's
well, he's already been missing he wasn't at Raw a week ago. I don't know about this past Raw, but Raw a week ago.
Well, somebody wasn't at Raw this past week because it was terrible. But don't get me started.
Oh. All right, well, that has been your headliners portion of the podcast, so we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back with you with your headlines for next week. Thank you, Shelby, and have a great night.
That's all the time we have for you on the All Elite Marks podcast. Thank you, Logan, and thank you, Shelby, for hosting this week. We'll be back next week, and we appreciate you for listening. Thanks, guys.